Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I welcome you on a moment with Charles today with joy in my heart that you are here to share the platform together. May God bless you. May God go with you. May God strengthen you. May the anointing of the Holy Spirit cover you even as we meet and share on this platform in Jesus' name. Amen. My topic for today is divine insight to grow your business. Glory be to God. Father, I just thank you that anyone on this platform who has a business or a career base to go forward to, then Lord, this message is for him or her. I pray for insight to understand the length and the breadth and the width of his or her business in Jesus' name. Amen. How do you do that? One, you pray and ask God for divine wisdom, the wisdom of God, to know how to manage their business. And then step number two, you list at least 7 key areas of the business and you lift them up before God. For example, you lift your customers before God, that your customers will do very well and they have a lot of money to buy your product. And then you also go further to ask God for his wisdom to know how to create the right product that customers need and customers want. Step number three. You also pray that the laws of the land will favor your business so that there's no hiccup or headaches or frustration from the law of the land in the name of Jesus. Number four, you may choose to fast once a week, once a month, and ask God for his move of what to do to elevate the business and bring it into a successful platform. Five, you can go forth and bring a special offering like a tithe into your local church and sow into God's work. This way, God also will turn around and open a floodgate and bless you. The farmer sowed his seed. How? By putting a seed in the ground and then wait for a harvest. You could do the same. You could be like the farmer. Number six, you find 2-3 mentors who are wholesome, who are healthy, who are going where you are, and you partner with them. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. Now, if you do this 7 steps that I've given you, you will see your business grow because favor comes from God. The Bible says increase comes from God. The Bible says it's not by might, nor by power. So let me pray for you. Father, I place everyone who is a business owner here in the name of Jesus. And even the lady, the man that is being employed by that company, I pray, Father, that your visitation will increase, your mighty hands will move, your anointing will be transformed, and there will be an open door of your blessing over this person's business and their career in the name of Jesus. Where there's delay and frustration, Abba, Father, we break it, release the authority of Christ over this person's business. Father, send a floodgate of new customers who will buy and pay. Who will buy and pay in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for promoting their business. We thank you, Lord, for increasing the business. We thank you, Lord, that there is an expansion and growth in this business. Father, send partners who have deep pocket to partner with them in the name of Jesus. Beautiful one, we bless you. Mighty one, we give you praise. Awesome one, we thank you that you are blessing every career-minded individual on this platform and every business that anyone owns here. Lord, lift up your countenance and your mercy and let your goodness flow over them. I bless each and every one of you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I release the blessings and the peace of Christ to go with your business. May the Lord be with you, strengthen you, and deal with your enemies so that you will be able to be successful. Go in the blessings of the Lord and remember what Deuteronomy 8:18 says, for it is I, the Lord, that give you power to create wealth. May the anointing of the Holy Spirit endow you with creative abilities that everything that you do in your business, your job, you will prosper. And until we meet again on the next prophetic flow, we bless and peace be upon you. Thank you for watching Prophetic Flow. Next time, and the moment which has now.